Hi, it's Kevin with American Media, an affiliate of Mansion Entertainment Group. I have with us in the studio today representatives of the Itis Furtus MC, and I'm going to let one of them explain exactly what that is. The two members we have here today are president of the motorcycle club, Mr. John Hicks, and the sergeant-at-arms and public relations officer, Mark Chamberlain. Hello, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Is it too cold to be on a two-wheeler?
Never too cold. Never too cold.
Not for a real biker, right?
No.
Well, I'm really happy to have you guys here today. What's going on here real soon?
All right. So we're Itis Furtus, Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club. We're a local organization that we like to help out veterans. And around the Christmas time, we're a big contribution to Marine Reserve Toys for Tots.
And where do we usually see the Toys for Tots being gathered? Where do you guys usually post?
We will always, in the last 10 years, we have posted at the Walmart in Webb City, right there at the front doors. You can't miss us. A bunch of gnarly-looking bikers with boxes that say Marine Reserve Toys for Tots in the front.
That is so cool. You guys have been doing this for so many years and you continue to do it. But before we talk about the event, John, can you tell us what is Itis Furtus?
So Itis Furtus has been around since 2013. They actually started on September 11th, 2013, in honor of those people who died in September 11th events. Itis is the Greek god who's known as the protector of the city. And Furtus was the Greek god of the military and stood for courage, strength, honor, and loyalty.
And so what is the MC's full name?
So it's Itis Furtus Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club. Okay. And then our chapter is the Joplin chapter, which is the underground.
And John, who are the members who make up your motorcycle club?
So we are a law enforcement motorcycle club. So we are law enforcement, first responders, firemen, dispatchers, EMTs, military, and then we have civilian members, but we always have at least 50%.
Okay. And I'm going to try to score some points here with your gnarly biker chicks, okay, because you've got more than just guys that make up the club, right?
That's correct.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
It is men and women. We have actually women patch members, and then we have associate members as well.
Yeah, I just wanted our listeners to know that there are gnarly, hardcore biker chicks that make up part of your MC.
There is.
Absolutely. And you're all out there working with and for the United States Marine Corps Reserves for the Toys for Tots drive.
Yes.
Correct.
When specifically will you be at the Webb City?
It will
Walmart?
Be December 2nd okay. and 3rd. Saturday and Sunday on that weekend. We'll probably set up around 8 o'clock in the morning, probably go 4:30, pushing maybe 5. We start kind of picking up and cleaning up around 4:30, but, you know, we'll take toys up to 5:05.
Well, God bless you guys for doing this, because I know I'm preaching to the choir when I say this to you, so this is more for our listeners who they also know. There are so many families and children out there who are in deserving need of help just with the simplest toy. How can some family out there receive a toy or toys?
So you can go on to their Facebook page. It's at Southwest Missouri Toys for Tots, and there's a blue link that goes directly to their website.
Yep.
And you click onto that, and it'll show up on their webpage that you can donate or receive. Mm-hmm. Now you can click on the receive part and complete the application. They're online. They have up till Friday of this week. December 1st. Thank you. To get all this applications in, and then come the 2nd and 3rd, we'll be collecting those toys.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now on their Toys for Tots of Southwest Missouri Facebook page. That blue link is just to the left and down a little bit. And when you click on that, their website comes up, and those two tabs at the top, one is request a toy and the others donate. So let's not forget this other part. There's the part of receiving, which is why you guys and women are out there working so hard to gather these toys. But families in need or someone who wants to help out can go to this same link on the Facebook page. It'll take them to the website. They can click that donate tab at the top.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they can. And, you know, this really isn't possible. Now, we've been doing this for 10 years at the same location, collecting toys. And I really want to kind of press out there. This community really pulls together. And doing so, we have rented a U-Haul truck, and we could fill that truck with boxes and bicycles. And we have regular customers that show up just for this event and say, hey, I'm going to go in and purchase 10, 13 bicycles for you.
Wow.
I mean, every year they show up. And it's amazing. That's a community we live in. Mm-hmm. That they're like, they look forward to this, you know, and they go in and they'll buy a bunch of toys, Maybe they're getting their groceries too. They have their children with them. And I've seen it on so many occasions where the parents will hand the toy to the child. And then the child will put the toy in the box for another child. And if it doesn't choke a biker up, you know, waters my eyes just a little bit. But to see that, and I just really want to thank the parents for that, because that is such an amazing view to watch this child to give to another child they never met and they don't know of a toy.
We have a great community, but we also have a community in need. I wanted to say that every year the number of applications goes up. And over last year, it was over 4,000 applications of kids who would not have Christmas without what we do.
Wow. So definitely the need out there. And God bless you both and the entire MC for going out there to the Web City Walmart and soliciting these toy drop-offs. Thanks for all the work you do, the men and women of Itis Virtus. And I just want to remind everybody out there, watch out for the motorcycle riders. They're the best people you're ever going to find.
I just really appreciate this whole community. The biker community shows up. Certain groups will show up, just regular everyday people just show up and they're like, you know what? I got to get my groceries. I got to get some bread and milk. I grab a toy off the shelf, grab a bicycle, whatever your heart tells you to do. And it means so much, so much to some child in this community, and it will affect them for the rest of their lives.
Mr. Mark Chamberlain, Master at Arms and Public Relations Officer, and President John Hicks of the Itis Virtus Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club, the Underground. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you, bud.